सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो वी हैव सीन दैट कर्दम जी ही गॉट 9 डॉटर्स एंड बिफोर दैट देवती रिक्वेस्टेड हिम दैट यू फर्स्ट मेक माय माइंड सात्विक and we should also have home for our children. So Kardamji, with his yogic power, he created an aerial mansion, multi-storied building, and went to all directions and came back to his ashram. After that, 9 girls were born. So after that, Kardamji said, according to my promise, it was conditional marriage, the moment I get children, I will leave and I will go to forest and do my sadhana. At that time, Devuti now says, my lord, you have fulfilled all the promises you gave me. What was the promise? What she asked for? Devuti asked for, I should have children. So that promise is fulfilled. I should have a home. That also is fulfilled. Only two things she asked and that is fulfilled. Yet because I am your surrendered soul, you should give me fearlessness. Now she is asking for the spiritual knowledge. Up to this stage, she was happy with the material world. Bacche ho jaye, ghar ho jaye, that's all. She was happy with that only. Now she is saying that I want abhayapad, fearlessness I want. My dear Brahman, as far as your daughters are concerned, they will find their own suitable husbands and go away to their respective homes. But who will be with me to give me solace after your departure as a sannyasi? Quite natural, girls will go away. But who is going to give me solace? I will be alone, nobody to protect me. And she said, until now we have simply wasted so much of our time in sense gratification. People all realize toward their fag end of life that they have wasted their life. They all realize. Neglecting to cultivate the knowledge of the Supreme Lord, and all of us we neglect. In our Grihastha Ashram we are so busy that we neglect this. You see, even now because of the corona everybody is sitting at home. But still they are neglecting Bhagavatam. See? This is how it is happening, you know. We are not thinking about the Lord. So not knowing your transcendental glory, I have loved you while remaining attached to the object of senses. Let the affinity I have borne to you nonetheless rid me all fear. Now she is saying that you have got that spiritual... spiritual knowledge, you have shared all your material wealth and now you should give me that abhay, fearlessness, that spiritual knowledge by which I will become fearless. Verse number 55.
Sangoya samshriter hetuhu asatsu vihito diya sa eva sadhu sukritah nisangatvaya kalpate.
So what we have done in the Grihastha Ashram, you see, this is our experience written here. It is a sangha, association, attachment. Yaha, which, with whom, with asatsu. Asatsu means sense objects. Sense object. What is sat? Sat is Bhagwan, sat is Brahman. Other than Bhagwan and Brahman, everything is asat. Asat, everything is asat. So where are we attached? We all are attached to sat. Nobody is moving head. We all are attached to asat. So that is what she is saying. Sangoya asatsu. We all are attached to asat only. And why it has so happened? Vihito adhiya. It is because of avidya. Adhiya. Because of avidya. So what will happen because of this association? It is said, sansrite hetu. This is the cause of janma maran. So what is the cause of janma maran? You are in the cycle of birth and death. It is your association, identification, identity with asat. Asat means non-real, anatma vastu, with the world. And world starts from your thought to brahmand. Inside me, vrittis are also jagat. From that subtle thought to whole brahmand is all asat, jagat. And we are associated or identified with that. Why identified? Because of avidya, because of ignorance. We think this is giving me sukh. Jagat is giving me sukh. This is our assumption. Therefore we are attached. And again we go to jagat to get the same sukh again and again. Achha. Then she says, saib sadhu sukrito. If the same attachment is toward the sadhu. Sadhu. Sadhu means, who talks about sat only? Who talks about sat only? If the same attachment is toward the sadhu, even out of ignorance also, then what will happen? Nisangatvaya kalpate. That will lead to liberation. Even in a gyan. Even in a gyan. Achha. So association for the sense gratification is certainly in the path of bondage. So if we are identified with the sense object or identified with the world, then that means it is a path of bondage. Path of bondage means we will have to go into transmigration. Transmigration means janma mrityu. Cycle of birth and death will be there. Okay. But the same type of association performed, same type of association, same type of association performed with the saintly person lead to the path of liberation, even if performed without knowledge. Not knowing the glory of satsang, if somebody attends, even he will be benefited. He will be benefited. So association with sadhu gives great result. For example, many came in contact with Lord Krishna or Bhagwan. Normally it is said that all the gopis used to, get associated or attached to the Bhagwan because of sense gratification. That is people's thinking. But they were great bhaktas. All the gopis were great bhaktas. But the people think that they went to Bhagwan for sense gratification. Even that association helped her. They all got liberation. Then Kansa, Sisupal, Dantabhakra, they also came into contact with the Bhagwan in the form of enemy, you see. Only thing that you have to contact, Bhagwan is satsang. Even as in the form of enemy they came, they all got liberation. Kansa got liberation, Dantabhakra, Sisupal, everybody got liberation. Why? Association with the Bhagavan, contact with the Bhagavan. So what to talk about devotees? What to talk about the devotees? If a devotee is there, he will be definitely liberated. In Narad Bhakti Sutra also, we are seeing the same thing, that we all have got the capital of love and we have all invested in the bankrupt business. It's not giving dividend. What is that bankrupt business? Whole capital is invested in the world. There is no love left for Bhagwan. So what we have to do? A little bit change portfolio. So how much I should keep the capital of love in the world? As much as is required from the world, that's all. Rest you take out from there. And start worshipping Lord. Okay. So Devahuti is now saying, I am in contact with you, serving you, hence was expecting liberation from you. Mahatma gives this example that in whatever way, if you get connected to the Lord, for your sense gratification as gopis, or as an enemy, or as a devotee, you will be liberated. Association with satsang in any form, you will be liberated. So now she is saying, I have surrendered to you, I have served you. Kardamji, I have served you. You are a realized person. You have got the spiritual knowledge. Now you should give me that. By just association, people get liberated. But you have not given me this spiritual knowledge. Therefore, you should give me. So therefore, now she is wanting abhay, fearlessness. Fearlessness will come only with the spiritual knowledge. So satsang, whether you know it or you don't know it, you attend it, it will give you effect. It will give you effect. Knowing or not knowing. Like in all our medicines, they always write, na, keep away from the children, you know. And they put a lock on that so a child cannot open it easily. Why? Knowingly, unknowingly, if that medicine is taken by child, it will give its effect. It will give its effect. So knowingly, unknowingly, suppose somebody is serving drinks, you have gone to a party. Somebody drinks and then they serve in a one tray. There is Coca-Cola, Limca, this and that, and also some hard drinks also. So the hard drink is looking like, Coca-Cola. And you picked up out of ignorance. And for some reason or other, you all will say, oh, by just taking one sip, you can find out if it is Coca-Cola or not. What will happen if you have got COVID? Your smell and taste has gone. And now you have taken it, thinking that this is Coca-Cola. What will happen? It will give its effect. It will give. So knowingly, unknowingly, it will give your effect. Similarly, satsang, knowingly or unknowingly, if you come to satsang, it will give its effect. So what is the effect of satsang? Satsangatve nissangatvam. This is what Shankaracharya said. Where? Bhajagovindam. Satsangatve. If you go to satsang, what will happen? Nisangatvam. Nisangatvam from where? From the world. We all are attached to the world. When you go to satsang, then they will tell you. Nisangatvam you will get. And if you don't go to the satsang, what will happen? You will remain like that. Nisangatvam will never happen. Continuity, sangha will be there. If the sangha is there, identification is there, attachment is there, then you are in the cycle of birth and death. Simple. When you go to satsang, then you come to know nisangatvam. Satsang will give you nisangatvam. Nothing else will give you.
Nehayat karma dharmaya न विरागाय कल्पते न तीर्थपद सेवायै जीवन्नपि मृतो हि सः.
वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वर्स. न इह यत् कर्म धर्माय. एनी कर्म विच इज नॉट राइटियस और विच इज नॉट अकॉर्डिंग टू द स्क्रिप्चर. एनी कर्म विच इज नॉट अकॉर्डिंग टू द स्क्रिप्चर्स. मोस्ट ऑफ द पीपल से हमने तो पढ़ाई नहीं, शास्त्री नहीं पढ़ा. आई डोंट नो हाउ टू एक्ट इन द वर्ल्ड, वेदर इट इज राइटियस एक्शन और नॉट, आई डोंट नो. इन भगवान इन गीता से कर्मना गहनो गति, इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड कर्म, वेरी डिफिकल्ट. वी थिंक इट इज ए राइटियस और मेरिटोरियस एक्शन बट एक्चुअली इट इज नॉट, गहनो गति. सो न ये यत कर्म धर्माय न विरागाय कल्पते. योर कर्म शुड गेट यू टू डिस्पैशन. द कर्म शुड बी सच दैट द डिस्पैशन वैराग्य शुड कम. नाउ टेल मी वेदर वैराग्य हैज कम और नॉट. हैज वैराग्य कम? नो, नहीं आया. दैट मीन्स वॉट? कर्म इज नॉट करेक्ट. कर्म इज नॉट करेक्ट. ओके. न तीर्थ पद सेवाई जीवन. Even after vairagya, what will happen? You see, we always say, na, you withdraw from world and your mind should be applied to law. So we say, you withdraw and apply your energy or your mind to law. If you withdraw and don't apply your mind to law, withdraw your love from the world and you want to invest it and you don't invest it. It says, na tirth pada sevai, if you don't invest or serve Lord, you have saved time, you have saved energy. Now this saved time and energy is not reutilized for serving Lord. Then here it says, jivan api mrito hi sa, while living he is dead only. This is for all of us. If our karma are not according to the Shastra and our karma are not leading to vairagya, dispassion, and the third, whatever energy or time we have saved from the world after withdrawing from the world, not invested into the Lord, then here it is said, jivan api mrito hi sa, while living he is dead only. So if one's action in the world do not lead to life according to dharma, first is the your action should be according to Shastra. Our first problem is that we have not studied Shastra. Even after studying the Shastra, we don't act according to the guidance given in the Shastra. We don't act. And I will prove you. I will prove that we don't act also. So if one's observance of dharma does not lead to dispassion, so if we do the righteous action, the result should be vairagya. Vairagya should come. Okay. And if one's dispassion does not lead to service of the Lord, now vairagya has come, you have got the time now. And you are not utilizing that time for the service of the Lord. Now it is said that person is equal to a dead man, though living. Okay. So Devuti said it is waste of time if the action binds us. She has realized. Now the Grihastha Ashram is going to over for her also after getting 9 daughters. Now she is saying it is a waste of time, binds one. Action should be such that it should liberate us. So how to do action as per Shastra? So I must have repeated this 10,000 times here. Yagyarthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karmabandhana. Any action which is not in the form of yagya will bind you. Now ask yourself, whether your actions are in the form of sacrifice or yagya or not. What is the meaning of yagya? Shankaracharya said in Bhagavad Gita, yagyo by Vishnu. In Vishnu Sahasranam, you will find one of the name of Vishnu is yagya. Yagyo by Vishnu. So, now check whether our actions are for Vishnu or not. Vishnu means what? Vishnu means Lord. Now check whether our actions are for the Lord or not. Actions are for the Lord or not means what? Whether our actions are for the happiness of the Lord or not. Check. If it is not, it is karmabandhan. It will bind you. So knowing this, all of you must have heard how many times? Many, many, many times you have heard. Even after hearing, are you executing it? No, we are not doing it. So will Vairagya come? No, it will not come. It will not come. How Vairagya will come? Do karma yoga, your mind will be purified. The mind purified means the vasana has come down. Vasana has come down means Vairagya. So simple science. Even after understanding the science also, how karma yoga is acting, how it purifies my mind, even after that, if the people don't do it, nothing can be said. So what will happen? They will remain in the same cycle of birth and death. Bhagwan has said, yagyarthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karmandana. Any action which is not done as a yagya, not done for Vishnu, not done for the happiness of Vishnu, will bind us. If it is done for Vishnu, what will happen? It will purify my mind. My vasana will get reduced. Vasana will get reduced means what? Vairagya will come. When Vairagya will come, I have got more time for puja, for worship of the Lord. So if the action does not take us to the Lord, then it is useless. The starting point is karma. Starting point is karma. From karma, Vairagya should come. If Vairagya is not happening, that means karma is not correct. If Vairagya has happened, but you are not serving Lord, that is also wastage of time. You have withdrawn from the world. But that time, that energy, we are not utilizing for law. So that is also wastage. Akhandanand Maharaj said, jis karma mein dharma na ho, vairagya na ho, bhagwan ki seva na ho, vah karma vyarth hai. Simple. That karma, that action is useless, which is not as per scripture, which does not lead us to vairagya, dispassion, or which does not take us to the service of the Lord, sab bekar, useless. And most of us are in that state only. Most of us are still in that state.
Saham bhagavato nunam vanchita mayaya dridam yatvan vimuktidam prapya namumukshaya bandhanat.
Sa, whosoever is in that state. Which state? Not doing the action according to the scripture. Sa. And aham, devuti say, I also in that category. Whosoever is there in that category. Which category? Who has not done karma as per Shastra. Devuti saying, I also not done. Aham. Nunam vanchita maya adhiram. Nunam surely vanchita means cheated. We all are cheated by maya. Maya continuously shows that this is asat is sat. It is so charming. It is glittering. It is continuously attracting us. Come here. Why you are going to satsang? You wasting one hour time? Maya, this is Maya. Dridham, solidly cheated. Yat tvam, because of you, vimukti dam. Vimukti dam means you can give me mukti. You are mukti data. you have got the spiritual knowledge. You are realized. You can give me. But what? Prapya, even after getting you as my husband. Namuche bandhanat. I did not desire mukti. You see? I did not desire mukti. Even after getting a husband like Kardam, who is a realized master, did not ask for mukti. Even Arjun and Krishna were there together for 70 years. But Arjun never asked for mukti, never asked for spiritual knowledge. And Lord never gave. Unless you ask, unless you surrender, that knowledge is not to be given. So I have indeed been deceived by Lord's Maya. We all are deceived. We all are cheated by the power of Maya. In that I failed to seek liberation from the bondage of mundane life even after securing you, the bestower of final beatitude. Even after getting satsang in Chinmaya Mission, most of us are not sincere. We many times neglect it for petty reasons. Very petty reasons. You yourself find out for what reason you leave satsang. And what satsang can do, what it can give. Nobody else can give you. The spiritual knowledge will give you both material wealth and the spiritual wealth, but still be neglected. So an intelligent person should utilize the good opportunity. Good opportunity. So what is this good opportunity for all of us? What is this good opportunity? Opportunity number one, that we have got the human form. This is the first opportunity. Only in the human form you can have satsang, not in other form. The first opportunity that we have got the human form. And second opportunity is that getting a family where spiritual knowledge is cultivated and discussed. There are many families, they discuss, they cultivate, they invite Swamiji, they do the sadhu sang. If it is not possible, at least they see at least Ramayana or Bhagavatam or whatever serials are going on. What we do, we don't see all these. No interest. And the third opportunity is the sadhu sang. Devuti got all three. Devuti got all three. She has got the human form in her family, that satsang or that worship of the Lord. Kardam was very much inclined toward that. And third, he was a realized master, satsang. But she never did satsang. What was her requirement? A requirement that I want children, I want home. See, before entering into the Grihastha Ashram, all ladies, some Mahatma say like that, they are the ladies are unintelligent. Don't get mad on me. The Mahatma says. Why they say? Because they all ask for anatma vastu. They all ask for anatma vastu. Therefore, Mahatma sometimes they remark like that. The ladies, women are only, they are interested in the material things. In the world also you will find. You see your all surrounding neighbors. All are interested in material things. Go and talk to anybody, they will talk about their sari, their ornament, this and that. And you will find all arguments, all discussions are of anatma vastu. Not Bhagwan. They will not talk about Bhagwan. See? So we all pray for worldly things only, and material things bind us. So whenever we go to temple, we ask for only worldly things. Paisa de do, Bhagwan ye de do, wo de do, naukari de do. Everything is anatma vastu, and everything binds us. So material things should be utilized for spiritual advancement. Nowhere it is said that you should not utilize the material world. Utilize. We have to eat. We have to drink. We need a roof. But you don't need 10-bedroom house. You will be sleeping in only one bedroom. Rest of the 9 bedrooms will be closed and you will have to vacuum and keep it clean again. Periodically you have to change the bed sheets and everything. See? So as much as needed, you take from there. Whatever comfort you need, you take this, but you don't need 10 bedrooms. Or people have got 2 houses, 3 houses. They don't want to give them on rent also. Okay. So how much we should take from the world? Take from the world only that much which is needed. That's all. Don't accumulate. You have to leave everything here. We have all seen. We have never seen anybody taking anything from here to the other world. Nothing will go. Neither your house will go, nor your qualification, your engineering, doctor, medicine, a lawyer, chartered accountant, whatever it is. It is not going to go with you. Number 3, all your bank balance will remain here. Everything you have to leave here. And we all know that. It's not that there's something new I'm telling you. We all know this thing. But still we are not able to detach. See? And attach to satsang. Okay. In Gita, in chapter 18, Lord says, Swakarmana tam abhyarcha siddhim bindati manava. Abhyarcha, you serve. Whom? Tam. To that Lord. How? With your karma. Without karma, we can't stay even for a moment. So Bhagavad Gita says, you worship that Lord with your karma. Worship Lord with the karma means what? Should I do the puja 24 hours? No, 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 you don't have to do. Whatever you are doing, you do that. Only thing you have to remember by this karma, what I am doing, whether the Lord will be happy or not, that's all. If that thing is struck in the mind, then you will never be able to do any nisiddha karma. Koi galat kaam hoga hi nahi. Always you will think, arre, I am going to tell lie. Why did you not come to satsang? Uncle ji, there was a headache, you know. Another, no headache. Why should I say headache? Ar bolo nahi. Tell the truth. I was feeling lazy, I was feeling sleepy, or I was feeling, I had a coffee and I wanted to chat with my friend. It's okay, good. Okay. Then serve Lord with your wealth and action. Not only action. Whatever wealth also, as much as possible, it should be shared. If you don't share while living, you have to leave at the time of death. So if you share while living, what is the benefit? It is a meritorious action, it's a punya. It's a punya. Who will get credit for that? You will get credit for that. After death, no credit, gone. So therefore, in short, follow Karma Yoga, make your mind purified, get Jnana, liberation. Okay, this way we complete chapter number 23.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Sanghitayam Tritiya Skandhe Kapileyopakhyane Trayovinshodhyayah Atha Chaturvinshodhyayah Maitrayuvacha Nirvedavadinam Eva Manor Duhitaram Munihi Dayalu Shalinim Aha Shukla Bhibhya Hritam Smaran.
So in chapter number 24 of Canto 3, now the birth of Kapildev Bhagwan will come. Bhagwan Kapildev. Earlier we have seen Varahavatar, now Kapil Bhagwan's birth will be in this chapter. Maitri Uvacha. So the discussion, the dialogue is going between Maitriya and Vidur. Maitriya and Vidur. So Maitri says, Nirved Vadinim Evam. Nirved Vadinim means those who speak words about renunciation. Nirvedabhaja. Devutiya was also saying the word of renunciation. Now she is realizing that she has wasted time in the household things. She didn't even think about Bhagwan during this period. So Nirvedavadinim evam. Who was thinking? Mano Duhitaram. Manu Duhitaram is daughter. Daughter of Manu. Emperor Manu. Who is the daughter of Manu? Devuti. So Devuti was thinking of this Vairagya. And she was talking to whom? Muni Kardam, her husband. In the earlier chapter, she said, I have been cheated by this Maya. She said these things. I have been cheated by Maya. Even after getting you as a husband, you are realized, Master, I didn't ask for that. And Kardam also didn't give. Unless you are ready, this knowledge is not to be given. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said in the chapter 18. Abhakta anadeyam. One who is not a devotee, this knowledge should not be given. Why? It is just like throwing on unfertile land. If you throw some seeds on the unfertile land, what will happen? It will never come. It will never give any effect. Similarly, giving this knowledge to abhakta and not devotees is not going to give any fruit to that person. Okay, Dhuhitaram. Dayalu, merciful. Who is this Dayalu? Kardam. Kardam is merciful. Salinim. Salinim means who is worthy of praise. So Kardam is worthy of praise. Why he is worthy of praise? Because he is a realized master. Worthy of praise. It's very difficult to get this knowledge and abide in it. Then Sukla Abhivyahritam Smaran. Sukla means Bhagwan Vishnu. Abhivyahritam means whatever Bhagwan Vishnu said, Smaran, he remembered. He remembered. What Bhagwan said? So Bhagwan said in chapter number 21, 29 slok and 32 slok. In 29 verse he said, you will get 9 daughters. If you remember, Kardam meditated for 10,000 years. Bhagwan appeared. Then he said, kya chahiye tumko? He said, I want to get married. For marriage, for getting a wife, he meditated 10,000 years. Then Lord said, I know. I am sitting in your heart. I know the purpose of your meditation. So I have arranged. So within 2 days, somebody will come. And he told, Manu will come with Devuti. 2 days. He will come to your ashram. She is suitable according to your temperament. Get married. And you will get 9 daughters. He predicted at that time. Not only that, in verse number 32 also he said that I will come as your son. I will come as your son. Now, Kardam is remembering that what Lord has said. Abhi to aadha kaam hua hai. She has got only 9 daughters. Bhagwan has not yet come. How can he go? He cannot go. Achha. Then Rishi Uvacha. Rishi means Kardam. Kardam is now telling, yes.
Rishi Uvacha, Makhido Rajaputritam, Atmanam Pratyanindite, Bhagavanste Aksharo Garbham, Adurat Samprapatsyate.
Makhidaha, don't be disappointed. Devuti was very much disappointed. Disappointed for 2 reasons. Number one, she has got no spiritual knowledge and it was available with Kardam. She did not take that opportunity, number one. Number two, Kardam said, I was going away. I'm ja raha hai. I'm going to sannyas. So she was disappointed. So now he's saying, Ma kida, don't be disappointed. Rajputri, he remembers that she is Raja's putri. Oh, princess, don't get disappointed. Itham, in this way, Atmanam, yourself, Prati, or Nindite, Prati, Nindite, Nindakarna, criticize, or Nindakarna, praise, Ulta, just rebirth. Anindate, you are praiseworthy, Devuti. Don't get disappointed. Okay. Bhagwan, te, your akshara, infallible, imperishable, akshar, Bhagwan, garbham, te garbham, in your womb, adurat means long time it will, adurat, very soon. See, durat means it will take long, bahut dur, aisa nahi hai. Adurat is very close, very soon, adurat. Samprapatsate will enter. Bhagwan will enter your womb very soon. Don't get disappointed. Okay. So do not be disappointed with yourself, O Rajputri. You are actually praiseworthy. Infallible Akshara Sri Vishnu will shortly enter your womb as your son. Why Devuti praiseworthy? Because Bhagwan is going to come through her. Therefore, she is praiseworthy.
Dhritabratasi bhadramte damena niyamena cha tapodravina danaischa shraddhaya cheshwaram bhaja.
Dhritabratasi, you have taken a sacred vow. Now he is telling what you all have done and what is to be done before Bhagwan comes. Before Bhagwan comes in your womb. Okay, Dhritvatasi Bhadram, may God bless you. Bhadram te, may God bless you. Now what we are mean? The main, you must control your senses. Control your senses. So far, Devuti's senses were reveling in the world, material things. Now Bhagwan, Kardamji is saying, now you have to control your senses. Achha, niyamena and religious observance, you have to do some religious observance. If you control your mind, that mind is to be again applied somewhere. Or otherwise empty mind, devil's workshop, kuch nahi hoga. So therefore, you have to do some niyam also, religious observance. Tapa. What is tapa? Who can give me the definition? Who knows the definition? Raise your hand. Many times I have said. Tapa. Manascha indriyanam ekagram paramam tapa. Remember, tapa. Manascha indriyanam ekagram. So first he says that you have to do dhamma, control your senses. Then you do some puja and all that. Not only that. Then he says tapa. Manascha indriyanam ekagram. Now you concentrate. Concentrate on Bhagwan. See, the whole procedure is given. Then Dravina Danasya, you must give Dan also. Dravina Dan. Acha, why it is said Dravina Dan? Why I should give charity? You see, we have got attachment toward the wealth. This attachment will go away only when we give Dan. The moment you give Dan, what happens? No more attachment on that wealth. No more attachment. We have to detach from the world also, na? Danasya, how you have to do? Shraddhaya, not by force. Don't do it under compulsion. You have to do by devotion, shraddha. You have to have faith. Shraddhaya. Cha Iswaram bhaja and worship Iswar, Lord. Cha Iswaram bhaja, worship Lord. Preparation for Bhagwan to come. If you want a good progeny, this is the procedure. But we have all passed that stage. I hope so. So we can teach our children. If you want a child, what is to be done before that? These are all for making mind sattvic. If you remember, Devuti first asked Kardam, before getting children, before the 9 daughters were born, she said, please make my mind sattvic first. And what the people at large are doing? they make their mind tamasic. How they make their mind tamasic? No, you know all these things. They will take this drink, that drink, and thing, that thing. And after that, they will expect a good progeny. So how it can happen in tamasic state? Then people will say, ये तो ये हो गया, वो हो गया, ये हो गया. So this is to be observed. So you have taken a sacred vow, God will bless you, hence you should worship the Lord with the great faith through sensory control, religious observances, austerities, and gifts of your money in charity. So before thinking about progeny, this is the process. Bhagavatam says this. So if you want mercy, grace of the Lord, then engage yourself in the devotional services. Unless you do the puja of Bhagavan, you are not going to get the grace. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, parasparan bhavayanta, paraspar bhavayanta. If I worship, they will also bless me. Bless me with what? At right time, rain will come. At right time, the sun will give you the heat. Produce will come. So they will bless us this way. So observe austerity and penance. Simple life. Austerity means simple life. What was the life of devotee? Before the aerial mansion, it was simple, a ashram life. During the grihastha life, multi-story building, kamak viman. And that kamak viman can fly, can also stay on the land and on the water also. Now it is stationed there. Where? In the ashram. But now he is saying your life should be simple and you have to do tapas, give charity, and this will please Lord, and he will come as your son. He will come as your son.
Satvaya aradhita shuklah vitanvan mamakam yashah chittate hridaya grantim audaryo brahma bhavanah.
Sa means the he, that Bhagwan. Bhagwan. Tvaya means by you. If you do all these things, whatever I've said in the earlier verse, damena, niyamena, tapah, dravinam danai, if you do all these things, aradhitah, aradhitah worshipped, suklah, sukla means Vishnu. If I do all these things for Vishnu, then sukla, Bitanvan, mamakam, yes. He will come and spread my fame. Mera yes hoga. How? People will say, Kapil Bhagwan came through Kardam. Who is Kapil Bhagwan? Who is the father, mother? Devuti and Kardam. So Kardam fame will spread everywhere. So Bitanvan, mamakam, yes. So my fame will be spread. Then what else he will do? Chitta. Chitta means he will cut. He will cut. Okay. What he will cut? Te hridayaganti. Knot of your heart. He will cut your knot of heart. Acha. Hridayaganti. Okay. Who is that? Audaryo. Audaryo means your son. Who will cut the knot of heart? Hridaya Granthi. Have you heard this word earlier? Vidyate Hridaya Granthi. Hridaya Granthi. Not of the heart. We'll see, discuss what is this Hridaya Granthi. Brahma Bhavana. And he will give you the teaching of Brahman. He will give you the spiritual knowledge. He will give you that. Earlier also we have seen the teacher for each person is decided by whom? Bhagwan. Devuti is saying, Kardamji, you have got the spiritual knowledge, you give it to me. Bidurji asks Uddhavji, Bhagwan has given you knowledge, Uddhavji, you have got the spiritual knowledge, give it to me. Uddhavji said, no, Bhagwan has said that Maitriya will give you the knowledge. You go to Maitri. Here, What this Rishi Uvacha, what Kardam is saying? Kardamji is saying, he will cut your knot of heart. Who? Your son. So who will be your guru? Not me. Kapil will give you that knowledge. Okay. So worshipped by you, Lord Vishnu will be born as a son to you, thereby spreading my renown too, and will cut the knot of ignorance in the form of self-identification with the material Sith. Material Sith means what? We all are attached. We all are attached with the Anatma Vastu. Anatma Vastu. Achha, I will tell you, where are we attached? So existing in your heart by instructing you knowledge of Brahma. He will give you knowledge of Brahma. And he will tell you how to cut this knot of heart. Okay. So Lord is father of everyone. When he incarnates for spreading spiritual knowledge, he comes as a son. He comes as a son. Or as a devotee. Okay. If the devotee pleases Bhagwan, he will come as a son. To please Bhagwan, Kardam has said, you do these things. And when you do this thing, Bhagwan will be happy and he will come through you. So this spiritual knowledge destroys avidya granthi. What is this avidya granthi? In Ramayana, you will find that Tulsidas says this granthi is jad chetan ki granthi. It is jad chetan. They are mixed up. Both are there mixed up. In our body, both jad and chetan is there. Matter and spirit both is there. All mixed up. We don't know which one is chetan, which is jad. This is granthi. And beside that, we have got ego also, ahankar. So jad chetan granthi plus ego. So by the spiritual knowledge, you will come to know what is this inert matter, what is this material things, and what is spirit, what is that life spark, what is that Atman, what is that Brahman. That will be explained in the spiritual knowledge. So Rishabh Bhagwan said to his sons that Maya in form of male and female attracts material possession and attachment. This Maya has become male and female. The attraction toward each other is because of Maya only. And the attachment toward all the sense object also because of Maya. Because of Maya. Okay. So this bandhan can be destroyed by spiritual knowledge. This is So this weekend, and the last Sunday, we were discussing Sundar Kand. In Sundar Kand, Bhagwan Ram has said that we have got many threads attached to, one thread is attached to mother, one thread is attached to father, one thread is toward your son, one thread is toward your property, one toward dhan, and friend, this way, this way, this way, this way, there are many threads. So there he tells what you should do. You should cut all these threads. Cut the thread. Cut the attachment. And then with all the thread, make a rope. And that rope is to be tied to the leg of Bhagwan. Leg of Bhagwan. The simple meaning kya hai? Simple meaning is you have to detach and you have to attach. It is not said that you have to leave your house, your husband, your children, everything. What is to be given up is the attachment. Give up the attachment. And all those ropes of attachment should be tied with the Lord. So detach there from sansar and attach to Bhagwan. Itna kaam karna, bas, that's all. You don't have to leave your children, your house, anything. But attachment, detach there. Where should be attached? Attached to the Bhagwan. That's all. This much we have to do. Attached to the feet of Lord. This is we have to do. Now Maitreya Uvacha.
Maitreya Uvacha.
We'll take him in the next. Okay.
You take in the next class?
Hmm.
Or you can take this.
Okay. Chalo.
Maitreya Uvacha. Devahutya Pisandesham. Gauravena Prajapatehe. Samyakshadhaya Purusham. Kutrastham Bhajat Kuram.
Devahuti api. Devahuti. You see what Devahuti did. Where we all miss, Devahuti did that. Devahuti api sandesam. This is not Bengal sandesh. It's not a sweetmeat. Sandesh. Sandesam is the directions. Whatever directions Kardam gave to Devahuti, that you have to do this thing, this thing, this thing. Damena, niyamena, tapa and dan. Four things he said. You have to do this thing, sandesh. Gauravena, with respect. Prajapati, 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 Kardam. Whatever directions Kardam, her husband, gave, Samyak, completely, completely, Samyak, Sraddhaya, Sraddhaya, with faith, Purusam, Vishnu, Kutastam, Purusam is the Vishnu, Kutastam, where is this Vishnu? This Vishnu is situated in the heart of each and every being. Kutastham. Bhagwan Vishnu is in the heart of everybody, in all beings. Kutastham. Abhajat. Abhajat, worshipped. Gurum. Gurum is the worshipable. Bhagwan Vishnu is worshipable. So that worshipable Bhagwan Vishnu, she worshipped with faith as directed by her husband, who is Guru now. Guru in the sense, he has just given the instruction, follow this, then this is going to happen. And she, with devotion, she followed. So Devahuti was fully faithful and respectful toward the direction of her husband, Kardam, who was one of the Prajapati. Prajapati means generator of the human beings in the universe. Oh, great sage, she thus began to worship the master of universe, Sri Vishnu, who is situated in everyone's heart. So for spiritual realization, one has to receive instructions from a master. So Kardam was the teacher for Devahuti, and whatever instruction he has given, she followed accordingly. So a question may arise, can a husband be a teacher? Is there any precedence? Yes. Bhagwan Shiva is a teacher for Parvati. So your husband can be a teacher. People ask this question, na? My husband can. This is why in Hindi we say Pati Parameshwar. But nowadays nobody wants to accept it. Okay. So Mahatma says women are less intelligent because they ask for material things. Devahuti was like that. We all have passed through that now. That stage has now come. Now we want to get the spiritual knowledge. Okay. In order to get spiritual knowledge, one should follow the instruction of the teacher. When the Lord is pleased, he will appear before the devotee. Instruction is to be followed. Narad gave instruction to Dhruva. Dhruva followed. Bhagwan came. You have to follow. Narad gave instruction to Ratnakar. He followed. He became Sage Valmiki. Sage Valmiki. So two things are required. If you want success in spiritual sadhana, two things are required. One is the faith in the instruction of the Guru and Shastra and Ishwar. And number two, you have to follow. To follow the instruction. We all miss at the following level. We don't follow. We understand. We understand science. We understand everything. But we don't follow instruction. Therefore, we are not able to grow spiritually. Not able to grow. What is the growth? By karma, vairagya will come. By vairagya, service to the Lord. When we do the service to the Lord, realization will happen. Science is written there. We are studying. But even after studying, we will close our books. First, many of you may not have books in front of you, number one. Number two, you will close the book and it will be on the shelf for up to next Tuesday. Again, you will open. No, after that, no mananam, no reflection on that. No reflection on that. What is required for the spiritual sadhana? How devotee got realization? I should also do this thing. What are the steps to be followed? So, ye to karna hai na. Without doing this, how you will get result?
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.
Beautiful portion is coming. Birth of Bhagwan, number one. Number two, Kapil Upadesh. Kapil Upadesh. Rupaji, you, if possible, we have to advertise this. Kapil Upadesh is very important part of chapter 3 of canto 3. And it's all about bhakti and the knowledge, jnana. And we all are interested. So if we, advertise in our congregation, so we have to see so that the people, prachar. More people join. Let us do prachar, more prachar. How to approach all the people, we have to see. How to approach all the people.